All right, here we go. It's GloucesterCast 318, and the intro music fades out. It is January 23rd, 2nd. This is like the fourth or fifth day of the extreme cold.
Yeah.
Yes, it's but it is warming up though. Have you been outside yet today? It's warming up.
I was at the dock this morning, clearing ice, and yeah.
It's probably still cold, but it's warming up.
It is. It's supposed, and tomorrow is supposed to get into 50 degrees.
But rain.
With rain. Mm. And I'm hoping that that clears some of the ice.
I hope it doesn't just, I hope the rain doesn't sit on top of the ice and then it's going to get cold the following day and then we have another freeze. Because this freeze reminds me of the winter when I broke my back.
Oh, and Jesus.
So.
Do you think, well, it's supposed to warm up this afternoon over freezing. And then it's going to go all the way through at least 36 hours of warmer weather.
But there's no sunshine.
There's no sun to beat it down, right? Yeah. And the ground is already like an ice cube.
Right.
Yeah.
I really don't care because tomorrow I will be sitting on the beach in Sarasota, Florida.
What?
Oh.
It's going to be 70 degrees tomorrow. So
you didn't mention this earlier, Chris.
I don't really care.
This is the first time hearing this.
Did you put in your papers too? And was this approved by the CEO?
Yes, my time off has been approved by the CEO.
Okay. And you're not flying out of Boston, are you?
You're referring to the CEO of Good Morning Gloucester.
Yes.
There's been a lot of, this past week, I've seen a ton of people trips that have been delayed getting back home.
Yeah.
And it hasn't been like there's a storm. It's just the cold, I guess, huh?
I think it's because it went all the way across the country, so it had the ripple effect. Of all the cities that were interrupted, is the biggest problem. Yes.
Guys, could you tell me how did Ralph make it? I mean, I know he's back, but how did he do?
No one died, he said.
No, I've seen the videos.
No one got injured.
He said the flight from Montana to Newark, as they were approaching Newark, he said it was one of the worst airplane experiences that he's ever had.
Oh.
He said the plane was all over the place. Mm.
He was sweating.
He was sweating. His son was freaking out. But they made it. They were delayed by an hour and a half in Newark. And I think he rolled in about 2:30 the next morning.
Oh.
So.
And Newark had those. They had to shut down the airport.
Oh, yesterday.
Because of the drones.
The drones.
What drones? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
There was a drone close to an airplane within
20 to 30 feet?
There was a bunch of airplane people who reported to their towers or whatever.
Hey, pilots.
Yeah, we got
these. They call them pilots.
Well, depends how well they are. But they were reporting that there were some drones following them.
Yeah.
And it was close. I mean, it was like literally shadowing.
They shut down the airport.
Unfortunately, that happened in London. Just a little while ago, and London shut down till they could figure this out. But they also said, we don't know how to fix this.
Yeah, they think it's the same people who were trying to blind Brady with the lasers.
Goodell. Blame Goodell.
It might be Goodell. Yeah.
I liked that. That was funny.
I had to do introductions. Chris McCarthy is with us.
Hello, Joe. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Pat and Jimmy are here.
Good morning, Gloucester.
Kim is with us.
Good morning, Gloucester.
And I'm your host, Joey. Pat and Jimmy brought treats from Cape Ann Coffee. You guys went over the top today. A whole quiche.
Well, it's reflective of my own personal
New Year's resolution
needs.
You were hungry today?
Yeah, I was hungry today.
Well, the quiche was fantastic, Pat.
Sausage and bacon quiche.
Their crust is fantastic.
And some pastry treats.
But
yeah.
Look at that coffee. It's a coffee cake.
Crumb coffee cake.
Oh my God.
With almost a full inch of
sugar
that Kim doesn't eat that I would love to just chow on, but
well, I'm saving it.
I can't. Oh, you're saving it for last. Oh, you're one of those. Yep. You saved it.
I usually think of you as a really organized person, but the way you demolished your food there, your plate is a mess.
Yeah.
It is unbelievable.
I am very organized.
Usually
at home I have separate plates for things.
But you never come from. We didn't.
You don't like the cross-pollinization?
I don't like certain things touching certain
things. No. Well, we only went through so many Joe doesn't
either.
Cupboards.
Joe doesn't
We're
either.
From New York. you know, it doesn't matter what we touch.
We could only find a few plates. That's why I had to put it all on one plate.
Chris was
look through every single cupboard.
You're welcome.
We're drinking. We were snooping while you were over here playing with your thing.
I'm glad you didn't find the sex toys
in the kitchen.
We looked through every single one of your kitchen cupboards.
They found the turkey base, though.
That's what it is.
Hey.
I don't know. I mean,
you didn't see the packaging.
That's what the McCarthys use around Thanksgiving.
You opened the brown bag. What are you talking about?
Next.
Goodness gracious.
This is too weird.
Come and call her daddy. We're becoming the Call Her Daddy podcast.
And the next item on your list.
I offered everybody. Kim really was in the mood for some coffee, so I made some coffee. Major Dickinson, Pete's Major Dickinson,
and it's fantastic.
But I offered everybody the.
This was your first choice.
What I was hoping everybody would get, because it's a lot easier. All I had to do is make some water warm, and then I could put the poop tea. Kate carries this poop tea in the house all the time.
Joey is listening.
It's from a company called Traditional Medicinals Laxative Teas. And the name of it, in case anyone's looking for a poop tea, is Organic Smooth Move. Relieves occasional constipation. It's peppermint flavored.
Wow.
And has a senna stimulant laxative. Whoa. Naturally caffeine free. And Jimmy was going to read.
Somebody at this company had way too much fun writing material on this box.
I didn't know Kate had a poop problem.
No, this is just. She doesn't do it for the poop part. She just really likes the flavor. So, Jimmy, you going to read it?
Sure.
Okay.
Kenny G music.
If I were Kate, I would find Kenny G music.
Just about everyone experiences constipation occasionally. Uncomfortable, embarrassing, and a real damper on life. For gentle overnight relief, we love our Sensa-based herbal tea. Used for thousands of years to get your movement moving again, Sensa works by gently stimulating your intestines and aiding your body's natural elimination process. A traditional combination of peppermint, licorice, and fennel is blended with senna to reduce the potential for an unpleasant feeling, like cramping. Smooth Move peppermint is best taken at bedtime. Sip and sleep easy, knowing that come morning time, you'll be moving right along.
Jimmy, you shit your bed. Yeah.
And apparently tea has a personality, which for this tea is confident and empowering, a relief to be around.
There you go. See that?
Kim, that was my audition for your
there
film.
You go.
a warning that if you do take this, we would highly recommend that you have a pair of Depends in your car, or your pocketbook, just in case you have a different type of reaction.
Yeah, unpleasant.
I wish I would have known about this before I did my colonoscopy.
Yeah, that probably
that would have been a lot nicer than the Gatorade.
Drink the shit out of this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
You know what you can do instead of Gatorade? I learned is there's white cranberry juice. And it's so much better than Gatorade.
See, now,
you know what I mean?
I'm gonna try that next time.
Yeah, you get like.
But have
11
you ever heard of
months.
White? Have you ever heard of
I've
white?
I've heard of mm-hmm. white cranberry juice. Yeah,
I've never had it before.
Yeah,
it's gotta be
11 more months.
Loaded with sugar.
11 more months until Joe's next.
I'm not going after
you. Yes, you are, Joe.
I'm going
you
after
have to.
3 years. No.
You know what? You know what you do. There are other tests that you can do.
Poop test.
No. Yeah, but it doesn't. If you have to go back in, then you do have to do it. But if you do the other tests, you don't have to do the whole thing. You don't have to do a colonoscopy.
You have to do the prep. I don't care about the colonoscopy. I don't have a problem. It was the prep.
The prep.
Joe, I'll help you out if you need to with the home kit.
I'll never do it.
And that's
again.
The type of friend I am.
There's also a drink response.
I'll never do it again.
No?
No. I don't have any sense of taste for 3 months. I lost my sense of taste.
That was the drug, though.
Oh, because of that?
It wasn't?
Mm-mm. No.
Interesting.
It was because of the colonoscopy?
It was because of what happened during the colonoscopy.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So my blood pressure dropped really low.
Oh, shit.
So, anyways.
Did they have to bring the paddles out?
I'm trying to find out everything that happened.
I'd ask them to see the video.
Yeah. I'm going to...
The medical guys, don't they have the GoPro right on their forehead when they do that? And they could, they have the video.
I asked
to get the GoPro video, the first person wide angle video.
Yeah, I do know where there is a camera, but you probably don't want to see that video. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's why, I mean, unless I have a polyp. So what I would do is the other test that you can do, and then if they do see that I need to go back, then I would have one. But I'm not just going to automatically go back now and have that done.
I enjoy it, so I go back.
I'm not going
back.
My
insurance only pays for one a year, and I take full advantage of the one a year that they include.
I go every other year. Speaking of poopy moves, the Tano had another piece of art stolen from their men's room.
What?
The second one.
I can't believe that.
There's a $100 reward. Yeah, someone is ripping.
What?
Someone is literally. Are you really leaving?
I have to leave.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
I have to go pick up my daughter. It was midterms.
He gave you fair warning at the beginning.
First midterms in high school.
Yeah.
So.
Was it you? I think he's leaving because he's nervous because he's the one who stole the art off the wall at Tom.
Oh, yeah. He is making kind of a quick escape as soon as that subject comes up.
Was it a Joe Fish print?
I don't know what it was. Everybody's asking what it was.
That's the one I saw in the bathroom. And
no, you would like that one, yeah.
No.
He's going to put shittier art in the bathroom.
Yeah, no
that's
pun intended.
Terrible.
Who does that, right?
I never even.
Who? Like, so when you think of the clientele at Tano, you don't necessarily think of people that are that destitute that they got to steal off them.
I think it's an inside job.
You know what? Aren't the bathrooms at Tano where, like, they're separated from the restaurant? Like, you have to go down a hall and...
Yeah. I don't know if there's an exit right there.
Maybe it's just somebody coming in off the street.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think you got to put some cameras in there.
I have never once
Kim, take
in
some
a bathroom
for your daughter.
And said, oh, I need that artwork on the wall.
Can I take a piece of it?
Yeah, please do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here, there's a... Kim found
Wait, before you leave. Hey, Chris, can we talk about one thing? It's your topic, that's why. The brew pub, I just want to say you got you joined the mug club at the brew pub, and I wanted you to go over what the benefits are.
Yeah, so I went down there yesterday and signed up for the mug club, my first time for Cape Ann Brewery, and it's $25 for the mug, which you get to keep, and then it's $100 for a yearly membership. And with the membership, you get 10% off of food, 10% off of merchandise. They have special events throughout the year that only the Mug Club
members
are invited to. And the other nice thing is when you go in and order a beer, they obviously give you your mug. And I think they're like 22 ounces, but you only pay for 16. ounces, so there's a slight benefit there. So but the mugs are great looking.
They are.
And I love their beer. So, you know, me and my family,
I like the food there.
Yeah, me and my family go down there multiple times throughout the summer, and why not, you know, participate?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I love their fried calamari there.
Fried calamari, their barbecue food. The stuff they smoke outside is for real.
I haven't had the barbecue, but I love the haddock sandwich. I love the chicken wings.
The chicken wings.
I have a weakness for the French fries. Oh my God.
Yeah, good. They have a lot of good.
Some of their other drinks that they like has strawberry in it. So they have some beers that they mix other stuff with. It's really refreshing.
There was that boysenberry one from remember the elderberries?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
From the Dogtown?
Dogtown.
Yeah.
They did you know this? This was really interesting. They brewed a beer from ingredients that they collected in Dogtown that would have been similar to what they might have found in the 1700s.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, and it was delicious. I tried it.
Yeah, it was
delicious.
Really good.
And they grow some hops out back too. I don't know if they have a beautiful back patio, and they have a bar outside too with a nice view of the harbor, and you can see the hops growing.
Yeah.
So it's great.
It's a good take.
Yeah, highly recommend it if you're into the beer. Their beer.
Yeah. All well, right. Thanks for that. All thanks right, for man. Stopping by.
Yeah.
Are you going to be around later?
Nice to see you.
Yeah, I'll be around later.
All right. I'll give you a call.
All right, man.
See you.
Take care,
Chris.
Happy
birthday, everybody. Hold it. Time out. Wait. What is this? He tries to feed us the smooth move tea.
Yeah.
And right as I'm walking out, there's a thing. How do you pronounce that?
Wait, you got to look in the bottom right hand corner. And what was right next to it?
Oh, the suppository.
Right.
Yeah.
Did we talk about this on the podcast?
No, we did not.
So we never got to this. Okay. So. As part of this is all about poop. This podcast is all about poop. So
what a shitty podcast.
So I had my colonoscopy, and as anyone that's had a colonoscopy knows, you have the prep. They recommend you get Dulcolax, and you take the Dulcolax, and it's a big time laxative. Well, I went to Target, and they had.
Oh, you got that one.
So,
oh no!
So they had packages of 32 for like, you know, $26. Or they had a package of, well, you needed four, I think it was. They had a package of eight for like $8. So I'm like, I immediately just grabbed the one for eight.
Right,
we got home, I looked at the package, and the one for eight were. 8 comfort shape suppositories, do not swallow. So these are the suppositories, if you don't know, are the ones you put up your butt.
I think everybody knows what that is.
But also, you know what, with those, is that I've also heard that some people don't do the prep at all, and then when they get to the hospital to have their colonoscopy, this is what they get.
Oh, God.
So.
Yeah, no, so that's why the package is unopened, because I ran out to CVS when I got home to buy the regular oral ones.
It's a good thing you didn't drink that. You didn't.
Moral of the story.
Yeah.
Wow. Moral of the story is, read your package.
No,
but it's a good thing.
Suppositories.
But they're comfort shaped.
Comfort shaped, yeah.
So. Moving on to the next.
We're going to take a picture right here. Hoop tea.
And the Dulcolax.
And Dulcolax.
Suppository.
Yeah. This is. All right. As
we're having photos.
Well, I'm looking over your list. Apps. What is next?
Poor Kim is desperate to get off this topic, and I don't really blame her too much.
All right. There we go. The bowling alley is looking to get approval for a brew pub on premises.
I saw that in the paper.
Yeah. Yes. Did you read that? I just glanced.
I didn't read it carefully. I read the first couple paragraphs. And
it's a great idea.
Yeah, I think
they're great people.
Yes, they are.
They're running. They want to do so many different things, and I think it's great that they have made major changes to the bowling alley.
They really seem responsive to the people who go there, and the
people love it there.
Yeah.
So I have not heard anything.
Yeah.
But. Glowing positive reviews of that place, and the folks that owned it before did a nice service for the community, but you know, got on in years and probably didn't reinvest in that place, because you get on and you're like, okay, I'm getting towards the end of my run. These new young couple bought this place, and it's clean. It's vibrant. They have the pizza there. There's a liquor, beer and wine there. They're doing all kinds of fun events.
They do have a party room on the side. We had.
They had a party room.
Surprise birthday party for Pat there.
You did. Oh,
yes.
What a nice thing.
Yeah. Yes, I went over there and tried something different to surprise her for her birthday, and that was different.
That was sweet. When's your birthday?
October.
Oh,
just about a week before Joey's.
Oh. That's so sweet.
Really?
Yeah.
And they were great. They were wonderful. We had a good time.
Oh, nice. Do you know that the mural on the building is a Jeff Weber?
Oh, no, I did not know that.
And he doesn't do murals anymore. So That's a very special, special thing. He doesn't do murals anymore.
And no, I know that. Yeah. They when the people bought Pier 23 or whatever, that someone, I forget who it was, went and touched it up.
Jeff,
and
Jeff
I think
Weaver,
he oversaw it.
He oversaw it. Yeah. Well, he was out there for a while. I tried. Yeah. I asked him if I could take a picture of him doing it, and he said no.
Yeah, because he doesn't want people thinking that. Well, yeah, because then everyone will ask him to redo it.
Right,
yeah.
To redo it or to do one for him, but he's too... He's too big and fancy.
He's big time.
He's big.
He's, you know, well deserved.
Well deserved.
Right. His stuff is amazing. He's, you know, probably one of the top three artists in town.
I wish I'd bought one of his paintings when we first moved here.
Yeah, you could afford them back then.
Yeah, I could have. Well, not really.
There's a left right.
Kids, no.
There's a left right center tournament Saturday, January 26th at the Elks, sponsored by the Bridge. And it benefits the Elks Scholarship Fund. So, see, Jim, we were talking about this earlier, like when you can win this tournament, but it isn't a ton of money that you win, but the money, they're collecting money for a scholarship, which is awesome.
Yeah. So what's Left Right Center? Sorry.
Left Right Center is a game that if you don't have it and you have parties with your family, it is a game that all ages can enjoy. It's a dice game.
Enjoy it equally. It's not,
there's three dice.
Not really strategic.
There's a dot. So on each side, on us, you can have a dot, an L, an R, or a C.
Okay.
You all start with, say, three chits, you know, whatever, you know, for all intents and purposes.
Are.
They could be $3, 3 pennies.
Okay.
They could be
three pieces of candy.
Whatever. Right. Everybody starts with three. So you get three dice, and you roll. Mm-hmm. Now, if you get three dots, all three of what you have in front of you stays there. If you get a L, an R, and a C, you pass one of your candies to the left, one to the right, and one to the center. The stuff in the center never comes out.
Okay.
You play until no one has any things.
And then who gets the center?
The person that's the last man standing.
And on the next, just because you don't have any in front of you doesn't mean that on the next round
you can't.
You get passed to you.
Yeah, because it's left, right, center could get passed to you. Right. So you're never feeling like you're out of it.
Totally out.
You know, that's a nice game for kids because so they don't feel.
It's a lot of fun. We played with $10 scratch tickets at Felicia's house on New Year's Eve.
A big hawk just went swooping through your yard.
Yeah, we have a hawk out back here.
Wow.
Yeah, we have. So the people to the people over on the right hand side of our house have like four bird feeders.
Right, and
that's why the crows are always over there. And there's been Pat posted, I think, a picture of like seven blue jays. We've been having like congregations of blue jays that are so gorgeous, like seven of them out of whack, all
so beautiful.
Yeah, and they're my favorite bird. And then. There's that, and then we have a couple cardinals all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, their feeder is actually kind of fun to look at.
To watch.
And I've had robins in my yard, and you were going to talk about that a little bit. And I was surprised to see robins. I didn't think they belonged there.
You want to talk about the robins?
Sure, let's talk about the robins.
Wait.
You know how I have the frame for the awning in the back, off the back here?
Yeah.
I was thinking... briefly, split second, I was thinking, wouldn't it be cool to have feeders right there? And then I was thinking, my new deck, poop everywhere. Yeah,
no,
not a good idea.
You won't have
to match.
Just hang it, if you hang it from one of the edges, 90% of the poop will go the other way.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Go ahead.
Okay,
robins. American robins.
American robins, as opposed to European robins, but we have, and you can't really call them robin redbreast. I did that once, and some ornithologists got mad because, no, that's European robins are called robin redbreast.
Oh.
Our robins are American robins, but we have three different groups of robins in our area. We have the robins that stay all year round. We have robins in the spring that come up from the south, and they migrate northward to nest. But in the wintertime, right around the, you know, always in the... like the 20th, from the 20th on of January, you'll start to see them. Are robins coming from the north, coming further south to find food? So, because especially along the coast where we have a lot of fish fry, they like to fish along the edge of the coastline. But since there's no fish right now, everything's so frozen, they're in our gardens.
Oh.
And they're eating fruits from I just wrote a post about it. I haven't stuck the pictures in yet, but the I'll put it up. I'll switch some posts so you can link to it. But it's they're eating crab apples, winter berries, dragon lady hollies, holly berries, all that kind of thing. Sumac.
Holly berries?
Holly berries.
You know.
I don't talk very well.
Eat some holly berries.
Yeah.
Those yeah, dirty berries.
They're dirty birds.
Sumac.
We already had that discussion
not,
earlier.
Not poison sumac, staghorn sumac. They like sumac. Berries. Sumac hold their berries well into the winter. That's one of the ingredients in the Dogtown beer that we were just talking about.
Oh,
sumac. Also. Sumac is good for beer and good for the robins.
That's the tingling. That's the tingling when you drink beer.
I think it's a wheat thing. Whenever I drink Hefeweizens or like heavy
what's Hefeweizens?
It's a like a wheat, German wheat beer.
Heavy yeah. German
anything beer. With like heavy wheat beers. And the next day, I don't feel so great for some reason.
Oh.
That night, like, I get like tingling in my feet or something. No,
yeah.
Because I can't drink too many of those anyway because
yeah.
Just for some, one reason
they're
or another.
They're heavy, yeah.
Marie Kondo's show on Netflix has been impacting local donations to Second Glance. The show is called Tidying Up with Marie Kondo. Pat, this is Pat's topic. Yeah. And... was this an article in the Gloucester Times?
Yes, it was in the paper, but it was interesting. The timing, I think it was in the last couple of days, it appeared in the Gloucester Times, that this program on Netflix, run by Marie Kondo, who is an organizer who helps you with techniques to declutter, downsize, and this kind of thing.
You know, I want to interject here for one thing. One of our very, very good friends, Muffy White,
does this.
Muffy White style and organizing is the name of her business, and she helped Kate's mom. She helped Kate.
Awesome.
It is such money well spent. The sense of relief you have from decluttering.
It clears your mind. And sometimes I think people just need permission or something. They face this massive. What they consider to be a massive mess, and maybe it is a massive mess, and it's overwhelming, or you just can't part with anything.
They don't know where to get started,
And it helps to have some guidelines and somebody to give you permission, so to speak, to get rid of that stuff. And it was interesting to me that it was mentioned that the number of donations to places like Second Glance and Open Door has greatly increased.
Right.
It's always high in January because people are reorganizing themselves. But it's much higher, and the chatter around those establishments is people talking about this show. And it was interesting because my aunt just mentioned it to me within the same few days as the article that she's been watching this show, and it has influenced her to get started. And she's been talking about it for a long time. So it gave her some reason to finally dig in.
It's one of the best parts of divorce.
It's
you know, you're forced to just, so you're forced to like kind of, if you, when you sell a big house or something, you have to get rid of stuff. You're just forced to like let go of these material possessions that like just kind of like just been stacking up around you, and you feel actually pretty good about it.
Yeah.
Her philosophy is based, she's part Japanese, she's Japanese American. Her philosophy is based in Shinto religion, where you look every object in your environment, you look at it and you take care of it and you think about it in whatever meaningful thing it brought to you. Mm-hmm. But then if it doesn't have any kind of meaning or if it's just cluttering, you never look at it, then that's your measurement to get rid of it. But it's based in the Japanese religion of Shintoism.
Shinto.
There you go. Shinto.
Right.
And that's what I recently did a presentation at a senior center in New York about decluttering and downsizing your photo collections. People had a lot of questions about what to do with their old photos that maybe they got from their parents or whatever, and they pile up, and what do you do, and how do you know what to keep and what not to keep, and blah, 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 blah. And one of the things I recommended that, you know, a practice that I use is, you know, look at it, and if it brings you joy, keep it.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't do anything for you, that's a good sign that it probably ought to
go. I didn't know you did that. You should do a post maybe on like advising people about what to do with all that, because we are certainly our family is certainly becoming the receiver
we could have
Muffy come on.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Well, yeah, Muffy. I bet you Muffy would love to come on.
That's a great idea.
That is a great idea.
All right, I'm gonna put this in the.
I hope Muffy's listening.
Well, I'll reach out to her. I'm gonna put her in the show notes and we'll tag her.
Here's the key. The fun thing too, Kim, is that her aunt, when she told us about all this, and Pat realized it. I know that, and read the story and everything. She said, "No, that's great, but the best thing is." I found $120.
Yes, she did.
That's great. Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
So if that doesn't motivate you to look in the cookie jar and get rid of that expired cereal box.
We talked about Adventure Man. Is a couple weeks now? It been?
Mm-hmm.
And you were assigned with giving us updates where he is and did you contact him and did he reach out to you?
I have contacted him. I have not heard back from his group.
If we don't hear back from his group in 2 weeks' time,
a little bit harder,
if we don't in 2 2 weeks' time, he's dead to us.
He's
going to be dead to us.
He's running to Gloucester.
He's got a group.
He's still in South Carolina. His recent video, he gets lost sometimes. He gets off track. It's very interesting to watch.
Have you posted
adventures.
Any of his? You were tasked with the following of the Adventure Man.
Yes.
Have you posted any of these? You said that they're entertaining.
They are. They're
He's
very
on
entertaining.
His way. We could be building up to his arrival. Would be nice.
Yes. Thank you, Joey.
And
it's been kind of stormy out, Joe. You know,
storming means I'll you're be. Indoors. I've actually been
I've
able to create more.
Yeah,
because,
I've noticed you've been producing.
Right, it's some decent content, right?
Yeah. That's a good thought. I will do that. And hopefully we'll have, when he arrives here in Gloucester, there will be some sort of...
Hoopla.
At least an announcement of when he's expected to arrive.
Or poopla.
And I'm really hoping we can get him on the podcast and he's raising money for children's hospitals, so it's definitely a worthy cause. So, looking forward to having him here.
Adventure Man updates.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll see some videos or something. Maybe it'd be nice.
Maybe.
It'd be good. I'm just saying, it would be good.
She's busy.
Oh, I could tell. You know, retired life. She's more busy than ever. I don't know how she does it.
I know, you've given me about 6 assignments today.
What were the other assignments?
Well, we were going to talk, maybe not today, but another day. Did you see that YouTube video with the two 17-year-olds trying to use a rotary phone? It's pretty interesting.
Oh, that's funny.
Right. So she says, did you see the video? I says, well, did you post it? She said, no. Oh, well, you know, I think like maybe you post it and then we talk about it and have the reactions to it. That would be interesting, maybe. So she's saying that I'm giving her too much work, but she's like, did you see it? Obviously, she saw it.
Yeah.
But she's holding out. I think she's waiting to give it to the bridge. She wants to put it on the bridge.
I don't want
to
mention that.
All the content is about the bridge.
I don't want to mention that the bridge interviewed your friend Muffy recently.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. No, we like that. Yeah. The bridge does great work.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Anyway, there's been about 6 of those assignments given today, so you should be seeing some interesting stuff coming up on my post here shortly.
Write it down.
You don't have to. I mean, if it doesn't interest you.
No, I want to talk about the rotary phone thing because it's so interesting what it reveals about. Yeah.
It sounds really funny.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that next week.
Yes,
after you post
that'll
the
be
video.
On my, yes. Okay. Yes,
that sounds good.
What about that Tom Brady?
You know, wait. 10 a.m. is an open slot.
Is it?
Like no one seems to be posting in the 10 a.m.
Oh, okay. Well,
so if you have a random thing, 10 a.m.
Who's supposed to be posting in 10 a.m.? Do you know?
It might have been Polly Walnut's old slot.
Oh, okay.
From forever ago. Manny always posts everything at 10:50.
Okay.
And he posts like 2 posts at 10:50. And I noticed that the 10 a.m. is kind of like unfilled. So I put stuff there too, but it's kind of a middle of the day.
Okay,
kind of,
middle good. Of
the
day thing. Good.
Yeah, you can that's go good there if you'd like.
Good to know.
Speaking of funny videos, what about that Tom Brady one where he's just walking along smiling. I love that
and one. And kind of like shrugs his shoulders and then Gronk's right behind him. He's like, and the song that's in the background, we ain't going nowhere. We're bad boys for life. And
I haven't seen that one. Has it been posted?
I posted it.
Oh, okay.
She posted it. Yeah, it has been posted. As a matter of fact, Pat. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, if you paid attention.
She's too busy.
She's on the Bridge website all day long. So
Kim posted a Patriots thing.
Okay.
She's on the Bridge.
Okay.
She's on the Bridge all day.
I let you be, when you go in your room and you're by the computer,
mumbling most of the time,
I let you be.
So unrelated. So this is how good that video was. Kim posted it on her own, no input from me. And Kim's not even necessarily a big sports fan.
I just love the video.
The video was a great video, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kate, I saw it yesterday morning. I thought it was tremendous. Kate saw it. We were in the car together yesterday. She goes, "Did you see the video Tom Brady posted with him and Gronk?" And I said, "Yeah." I go. She goes, "I could watch that 100,000 times, and it gets better and better every time we see it. It's just it sums up everything.
Oh,
like
okay.
No one believed in them, and they're like, you know,
he's too old, they can't do it,
and the whole hashtag for Brady's hashtag this whole like postseason has been still here hashtag still here, and you know, so like. You know, and they've been saying the same thing about Gronk, that he's too slow, he lost a step, he hasn't been productive, you know, and there you go. So it's been fantastic.
They hate us because they want to be us.
Because they ain't us, yeah, something like that. Pat wanted to know what our go-to Super Bowl game or football food is.
I was thinking about Super Bowl parties, and when we were young, the Super Bowl wasn't a big social fun event that gathered.
Oh, that's because you grew up in New York and you didn't have many. But over here, it's always been a big thing.
Really?
Always been a big thing.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not even saying, I'm joking about thing there, but I think around the country, Super Bowl is a big deal for a lot of people.
When I was growing up, with my dad and his friends, it was a big deal.
Yeah, that might have just been in your
Well, they were
bookworm
Buffalo
house.
Bills fans, so.
You're Bills fans and you're a librarian, nerdy, so maybe that.
Maybe I didn't get invited.
Jim,
I don't know.
Jim, was Super Bowl not a big thing when you were growing up?
No, not really. Yeah. We didn't.
You got the Bills to root for. Well, you weren't, but you were a Jets fan. Or Giants or Jets?
Oh, Jets.
You're a Jets fan.
Yeah.
Well, after Joe. After
Joe Willie, yeah.
After Willie, yeah. Joe Namath. Yeah. After that. There he is.
There he goes.
A hawk just went by, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's on the tree over there.
Oh, my long lens is in the car.
You know that this is we have a big hot spot here.
Well, now he's not there, Kim. He was on that tree. Jet fans, you know, I can't say that I remember, you know, sitting around watching all that.
Even before the Patriots went on their run, it was Sunday. I worked quite a bit, but if I had a Sunday off, we were around the television watching football. I mean, we were like, wasn't with my father, it was with my buddies.
So was it? Was there food? Pizza? I mean, pizza and wings come to mind, of course. Super Bowl food, but some people have special go-to.
You know, now that I'm into the barbecue thing, it's always something different with barbecue, whether it's a brisket or pork ribs, or.
I love clam dip and Ruffles.
Ooh, there
really?
You go.
That should go too.
I think that's fun. That's
there you
delicious.
Go. There you go. Yeah, Kate has a buffalo chicken dip that she makes. She made a great queso dip this past weekend. Mm. What is your go-to?
The pizza and wings, typically.
And
I mean,
wings.
It says to me
football,
Super Bowl, and you know,
yeah,
football, but Super Bowl mostly.
Felicia made some type of rice casserole with escarole. Some kind, maybe sliced almonds. I don't know what was in it. It was
Felicia.
Swiss cheese. It was so delicious that I woke up the next morning. First thing that came to my mind was, I wonder if I could pay Felicia to make me some more of that rice casserole. That was literally, that was the first it wasn't even about the Patriots, it wasn't about the game, it wasn't anything, it was about that rice dish. Yeah. It was that delicious.
That's what they say, if you're puzzling over a problem, if you think on that problem first thing when you wake up in the morning, whatever gut feeling you have, that's your true response to the issue. Yeah. I've tried that a couple times. Well,
most men when they wake up.
All right.
The pitch tent, right?
We're going to be wishing for some more smooth move talk here in a minute.
Anyway,
I wouldn't know.
So did we talk about the ice on cars yet?
No.
We haven't got to it yet. So this has been an extreme, the situation, and it was well forecast that we were going to have like a snowstorm / rain event with rapidly dropping temperatures into the zeros.
Well
documented covered, that this was going to happen. And it happened just the way it was forecasted. The city is glazed in ice everywhere. I've been to places that are, I can see they're putting in the effort to clear their parking lots. Like, and I'm not going to even name the business because I don't think it's fair to them. But like, I see they have a ton of calcium chloride. There's holes in the ice where they're, you know, they've dropped a ton of salt trying to get rid of it. And I see they've put effort into chopping. But it's just the temperatures have been so cold that it's like it's not even...
You can't keep up with it.
It's not even denting. Yeah. It's like it might melt a little bit and then refreeze.
And you can only stay out for like 10 minutes.
It's been very difficult. So, but the thing that's been scary, well, a couple things. I went downtown 2 days ago. I went to Virgilio's and I got out. First, I got a coffee at Cafe Cecilia, which was fantastic. And I walked across the street and I was walking gingerly. I was very cognizant of the conditions. I was trying to be as careful, and I still almost wiped out three times. And I'm pretty fit.
Yeah, you're.
You know what I mean? I have pretty good control. I could only imagine an older person, like just don't even try.
Don't even try.
Any disruption to balance is going to be
And then driving out of town, seeing the cars that were not cleared, and the different levels of clearing. Some people are outrageous in that there was one lady I was driving on Roger Street, and of the her entire windshield, she had probably 2 feet wide by 10 inches tall, scraped, and everything else. So she was peering down over her steering wheel. Incredibly dangerous. And I couldn't help but think that either your defrost doesn't work at all, or you're being terribly negligent, because 15 minutes with the defrost running, you should have been able to clear that, right?
Yeah, enough of that.
And then some people haven't been, you know, they're running late for work and they don't clear the roof off. But if you're going down the highway especially, and you have, like, those things peel off. Yeah. Leave yourself some room between you and the car in front of you.
Yeah. That was yesterday. I had to drive into Cambridge, and it was so scary because there were not one but two trucks had not cleared off the top. And it was just sheets of ice just flipping.
Yeah. And it isn't even the snow. You know, that's hard.
Right. This was ice.
In New York, they've made that a ticketable offense.
I think they
if you don't clear your if you don't clear everything off the car, you can get a ticket.
So listen. So I'm in Virgilio's, and I got the most amazing sandwich.
I have
to try the sandwich. Which eggplant supreme, it's called. Mm-hmm. And it had breaded eggplant, and it had, I don't know if it was prosciutto and cheese and peppers and onions. It was so delicious. I can't even describe how delicious it was. So go check it out. But I'm in there, and the girls are in the window. So there's this lady that didn't clear off her car, and she was kind of stuck. And this guy in a brand new Ford pickup truck, beautiful truck, pulled over to the side to help her get loose. So he pushes her out, and she goes to pull down the street, and she sideswipes his brand new pickup truck.
Oh my God.
I was like, oh my God, this poor good Samaritan just got totally screwed in this deal. I felt so horrible for the guy. Yeah. Really?
Well, yesterday, you know, we were going down the same area, and the delivery So delivery trucks come in. They're doing the best they can. They're pulling over.
Yeah, the street's even more narrow than
usual. So they get out. They're doing their delivery. And then, sure enough, there's always a bigger truck opposite that takes a parking spot. So the lane is extremely small. Now, think of a truck mirror. Think of a truck mirror, you know, a pickup truck like yours, Jerry. And my little car, I said to Pat, we're going to make it. So I kind of went through with my little Ford Escort.
Right.
But don't you think a couple other trucks pulled up behind me? They literally stopped, just turned it off because they said, we are going nowhere. The mirrors were matching.
That corner is a brutal corner.
And they couldn't
go. To begin with, in the summer, it's a brutal corner.
Yeah. They couldn't go anywhere. And they totally understood. You know, it's one of those. I saw the guy turn it off, kick back. He got on his phone, and he just sat there. He just went, I'm stuck. I got to wait for somebody to move.
Tough spot.
And part of it is, again, it's one of those situations. They're doing the best they can to clear. People don't want to park too close because you can't get your door open.
You can't
get,
because it sticks. Your door is blocked by chunks of frozen ice. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's one of those hard things. That, what do you do? Damned if you do and damned if you don't.
So we'll see what a difference the warming trend these next couple of days.
They were out today.
Upcoming rain,
They were out today digging real hard, some grates and everything.
I'm going back this afternoon down the dock, and I'm going to... chop some more ice I spread a lot of salt, and I'm going to do a bunch of chopping today, hoping it loosens up, you know.
Somebody should invent like a lightweight jackhammer for this, like not like a full strength jackhammer, but just like a medium strength jackhammer.
So I also want to give a shout out to Dean Sala at George's Coffee Shop. Had an Anadema burger there on the Anadema toast, and it was just ridiculous. Kim, you went to a meeting advocating for plovers?
Yes. So, April 1st is right around the corner. The plovers are going to be arriving. So we've been advocating for certain measures since early July. And everybody at the city council meeting was great, especially Steve LeBlanc. He was super, super helpful to me because I was a little bit nervous. I'd never done anything like that before. He told me just what to do. And so we'll see. We're hoping that our recommendations are actionable.
Were your recommendations to push it forward 2 weeks? Is that what it was? That you used to said last year, I think.
Yeah, well, there's four recommendations, and I've made a post, and I can link to that if you'd like. But the so I'll send you the links to the Robin post and to that into the Piping Plover post. But the
is the Plover post up already?
No, I just put it on my blog, but I'll put it up on Good Morning Gloucester tonight at 6:00.
Okay,
but I'll send you the URL. All right.
Okay.
The four are, we need the roping up by the 1st of April, not after the piping plovers are here. So we need the roping up by the 1st. We're hoping dogs can be off the beach by April 1st. And then we need the laws enforced, not just when the piping plovers are here, because that's creating hostility towards the plovers. If the trash and the dog ordinances were enforced all season long,
that would make a difference.
That would make a huge difference. And that was four. Enforcement. I mean, there's many other things that we'd like, you know, improved signs, but these are the four things that need to happen, that should happen right away.
Mm-hmm.
So that they will have a fighting chance of surviving.
There you go. So, Art Haven's Buoy Auction is Friday night at 5 o'clock?
Friday night at 5, from 5 to 8. It's a wonderful family fun night. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to bring Charlotte.
Oh, that'll be so much fun.
Yeah.
Well, she's going to love that.
Yeah, I think she'll just love all the energy going on there, I think.
It's that is the number one fundraiser for Art Haven. And, Art Haven is are the people that do the... Lobster Trap Tree. They're the people that, you know, host so many fantastic opportunities for kids to
for
get
kids,
into
it's
art.
Amazing.
And
Tracy
Thane Corbett
is doing a tremendous
fantastic
job.
We love that place. It's one of the great places. Are you going to go to that?
Yes. I don't know how much coverage I'll be doing because I'll have Charlotte with me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to try to take some pictures, but I'm not going to stay as late as I usually do and all that because...
Did anybody see Catherine's post about Sawyer Free Library yesterday? Anybody read it?
I read it.
What was it about? Can you give us a sum it up?
Yeah, it's a complicated situation where there are funds available to rebuild or to restore the library. Some people are advocating for a brand new library, and other people are advocating to just restore the wonderful building that's there.
Didn't they just dump a ton of money into the library?
So why would you dump a ton of money and then knock it down? I think that they were trying to get all kinds of grants, but that didn't really go through.
Oh, okay.
So that was like 10 years ago, I think. I think. But they really...
I thought that there was some big thing.
It is controversial because there's sort of a camp that just wants to tear down the building. And Catherine, myself, other people are not. We're opposed to that. That we think that we don't, because part of the reason is our population is 30,000. We have adequate places to put presentations because the library works in conjunction with Cape Ann Museum and other places. It's a very thoughtful article that Catherine wrote, and she links back to other articles that she's written about it.
Yeah.
So it's a good read. I recommend reading it.
Well, that's good. Yeah,
we attended a presentation at the library recently. Skip Montello did a presentation in the last week or so. It was Saturday at the library, and it was sponsored by the Rockport Art Association. And the first in a series they're going to be doing of art demonstrations, is I think how they're referring to them. And I did check to see if there were dates I could share with a link to this podcast, but they haven't announced.
On Skip Montello's thing?
Yeah. Well, no, on the series that they're doing. His was the first of the presentation. Yeah. I think they're going to be... four more. I think she said there were five altogether. And I tried to find those dates, but I hadn't been able to find
them. But we're losing the Y downtown, so there's going to be a lot more parking down there.
Mm. Right. And parking is tough downtown. I'm worried that with the Y being gone, people are always bemoaning how the downtown is struggling. But with the Y gone, that's going to be another blow to downtown. Not that I'm not
advocating. I don't think the parking is terrible downtown.
No, I mean... I don't have a problem, but you're right. People do complain about it.
People complain, but the people that complain have no credibility to me because I feel like it takes, if you go to the mall, you're walking further from your car to any store in the mall than you do.
People that don't want to take those extra steps.
Anywhere from Rogers or Middle Street to any place on downtown is less steps than you park anywhere at the mall to indoors into a shop in the mall.
I think a lot of times, like, you know, parents with kids want to just like drop their kids off, you know what I mean, in front of the Y or whatever. Mm. I'm just saying, it doesn't.
If that's their thing, then the new Y is going to be really fantastic then, because they're going to have pickup and drop off spots.
Right.
It's going to be a lot safer.
But what I'm saying is that I think it's going to be a blow to downtown when the Y leaves. There's a lot of people that spend time down there because the Y is there.
I could see that.
And
I think that. That the Y, but it, the Y that we're gonna get is gonna be, if you've been to any of the new YMCAs in all these different communities, right. Beverly and Ipswich and Marblehead, they are outrageously fantastic. And the Y that we have right now is definitely old and stodgy, and I don't know how you rework that.
Right. Well, I haven't been to them, but I've driven by them, and the parking lots are always just totally full. So obviously they're very, very popular.
They're pretty great. They're pretty great. Yeah. It's a lot of interesting things. You know, one thing goes, creates things don't exist in a vacuum. You know, it creates an opportunity for something else.
What would you like to see down there when the Y goes? What would you think?
Parking, a big parking structure.
No, you don't want
to. I do. 100%.
Really?
I would love to see them to dig down and go up and whatever, because it's a pretty tall building now.
Right.
If they could put a four level or whatever's to scale there. I don't know what's to scale there right now, but go down and then go level to whatever the top is now, because it's a pretty tall building, and provide that many parking spots right downtown. Mm-hmm. When Salem did it in the middle of their downtown, within a year or two, I think some astounding number of restaurants opened up downtown Salem right after that happened. I'm all about you know, having a great
just the availability of that would
make and it's not on the water, so you know what I mean. If that feeds all those buildings right there, if you could, so if you could get monthly parking passes right there, the churches, right? Because on Sunday, right.
It's tight down there on Sundays.
Right, you get all the
even on a good the funeral home on the other side when they're having some services and stuff. Yeah. Wow, it's real tight.
Yeah, people I think just want it. But I mean, I don't know that I haven't really done looked at a study that's feasible or not. Mm-hmm. But that would be I would love to see that.
The only thing that I can think of that would be preventing is because there's so much granite here. Could you go? Sorry, losing my voice. Could you go underground? You know what I mean? But that would make sense.
I kind of feel like they can do anything now with the machines that they have now. You know, and if they didn't do it there, you know, behind the police station, if they, you know how like the police station goes, is like down, and then they, imagine come up right off of the back of there. I don't know if people would walk from there as easily as they would from where the Y is. I don't know. Maybe the people that live on Middle Street would have a heart attack that there's going to be all that. There'll be additional traffic, though, because the Y, there's people coming and going from the Y all day long.
That's true.
And plus it goes like that. You know what I mean? Like the way the direction of the street.
That'll be an argument. For the people that don't want a parking garage there, that'll be an argument that they will use. Whether it's right or not wrong, I don't really know. But that's what I would like to see.
It's hard to blast where there's established buildings. Like the hotel, one of my best clients, the Fondetti Forsyth family, where they're building, they have this... It's an established old firehouse, and then they put like a 130-room addition onto it. And so MIT is building a giant skyscraper next to it, and you should see the buildings falling apart. Like the one whole wing is coming separated from the hotel.
And well, I'm sure that they'll get compensated by that.
Well, first, like MIT is denying it, but... Now it has to go to the next step.
That building that your friends that remember you covered they were doing that inn in
Looking Ipswich? Good.
Yeah, I'm going there Saturday.
It looks
great.
Ridiculous. It looks so beautiful.
I'm going there Saturday to Briar Barn Inn, and don't put a link up yet because I'm going to have.
Honestly, look for Kim's pictures.
Okay. I'm going to go Saturday and photograph it and then probably put the post up like a Monday or something.
Briar Barn Inn?
Briar Barn Inn. The restaurant part hasn't opened yet, but they're booking. They're booking rooms. You okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I imagine they're going to pull in some ridiculous chef there.
They have an amazing chef. Benny Light, I think his name is. Benny
Lightbody. Wow, what a name. That's Benny Lightbody.
A super chef.
Benny Lightboy or Lightbody. It's Benny. Anyways, he has done a phenomenal job at Willowdale. I mean, Willowdale is pretty famous for the food that they serve at events. And he is in charge of the new inn. So,
wow.
Yeah, he's amazing. He is truly amazing.
He's amazing.
And plus he gets, you know, they get all their food from all the wonderful usual places around, from Aprilla Farm and Cedar Rock Gardens, and they locally source all their food. It's going to be, and also the restaurant. I'm so excited about the restaurant because Briar's background is cooking. So they're going to be open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They're going to be open all the time. They have they can partition it so that in the winter, if it's like a slow night or they're not doing an event, the more cozy dining room will be open. But if it's like a regular busy Saturday night, the whole place in the summertime, place will be open.
Intriguing.
Right, there's a fire pit. It's amazing. It's amazing. Briar's dad is the architect.
Real family affair then.
It's really, and the mom is the interior designer. And then the son collected a lot of the art and artifacts throughout the. He's an artist too. So the whole family's like super artistic.
We did not mention Design of Minds having a 50% off sale on Facebook Live. What?
Thursday night.
What do you mean it's a sale on?
I don't know. I'm intrigued.
Oh, that's great.
She's having a 50%, 7 o'clock Thursday the 26th.
They're awesome. Melissa's my
I'm not sure how that's going to work. I'm
she's
curious.
She's your neighbor?
Yeah.
She lives right, I'm going to look it up and see if I can find a link to the event.
I never post about it because Joanne posts
about it. Joanne posts about it. She works there. So.
Joanne works
if
there.
You can, if you look under Designer Mind on Facebook.
I'm going to find a link. I'll put it in there.
It's very long. I was going to send it to you, but it's a really long one.
I had my first super editing session yesterday at Modulus Editing House in Alston yesterday. It was pretty good. Pretty great day.
I'll bet that's
Okay,
exciting.
Here it is. Yeah. I have a link to it. Okay, great.
Did you find it?
Copy link address. Yeah, I'm going to just put the link in the show notes so people can find it. Are you okay there, Jimmy? Everybody's dying.
It's the coffee joke.
I just sipped coffee wrong.
Wrong pipe.
Yep.
Wrong pipe. Fantastic. I think we got everything in here. Thank you guys for coming. Wow, look, we're right at an hour.
Perfect.
Just where we wanted to be. Thank you guys for bringing the treats.
All right. Yeah, thank you, Pat and Jim.
Yeah.
Really good.
Thanks for opening up your house.
Yeah.
You're welcome. We're going to end with our Gloucester Chilean music right there as we fade on out.